A new bill is proposing to increase dog fouling fines from €150 up to €1,500. TD Patrick Costello says this would increase the deterrent and incentivise a push by local authorities to crack down on those who don't clean up their dog's mess. Patrick Costello, Green Party TD, currently with the party whip suspended, joins us now. And James Madden, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council, is with us too. You're both very welcome. So, Patrick, first to you, if councils can't enforce the €150 fine, what makes you think it'd be any different if it was €1,500?
Well, I think when people are making a decision whether to pick up after their dog or not, it's a balance. It's a question of risk. Am I going to get caught? And what are the consequences if I do get caught? And if the chance of getting caught is so low, people aren't going to bother, as we see on the streets. But if you increase the consequences, even if you keep the chance of getting caught low, it makes people think differently about the risk. And we've seen this with mobile phone use in cars. The fine for mobile phone use in cars is very heavy. But the chance of getting caught is very small still, but it still is enough to make people think, you know, yes, the chance is small, but it's a very serious consequence. So what I'd like to see is to start with this, make it a big thing, it is a big radical change, but use any fines do come in to invest in getting people, inspectors out, making it easier to catch people. And then as we make it easier to catch people, we can bring the fine down. So there's that same kind of risk arithmetic in people's heads, because dog fouling, not picking up after your dog, is an incredibly selfish thing. Like, I have lots of people who are on to me who are in wheelchairs who talk about having to sanitize and disinfect their hands numerous times a day from rolling through it. I had the NCBI supporting my call on Twitter because of the effect it has on blind people who can't see it to avoid it, whose canes get filthy, you know. And so there's a real equality thing here, as well as the public health implications.
And I understand all of that, and it is absolutely vile, you know, when you come across it and you stand in it or whatever. But we've had the fines for a long time and they haven't worked. So I just wonder how increasing them is going to have an impact. Should we not just be encouraging people rather than punishing people? If there were more bins, more bags available on walking routes, in Kerry last summer they had bags and bins everywhere and it seemed to really encourage good behaviour.
We need to do both. Like, I previously served in Dublin City Council, so Dublin is kind of where I focus. And the thing is, Dublin City Council give out free bags in the libraries, and that's great. But when was the last time you saw a dog do their business in a library? More bins, free bags in parks. These things are really good. And as you say, they were effective in Kerry. So when I was speaking on this in the Dáil, I made the point that the minister has the power under Section 60 of the Waste Act to issue policy directions to councils. And he should be using that to get the councils to do more in terms of bins, in terms of bags, to explore innovative things like DNA testing, you know, as well as looking at the fines. And as I say, part of the thing about the fines is, even if you're not collecting it, the risk of having such a huge fine will make some people stop and think again, even if there is a low chance of being caught.
What about the bags themselves, Patrick? Do you have an issue with people using plastic bags to pick up dog poo and that then causing pollution in and of itself?
The bags do. If it's a plastic bag that's not going to break down or be biodegradable, that is a source of plastic pollution. And we all know the problems of plastic pollution. But there are lots of other alternatives available. There are biodegradable bags. There are bags that will break down. You know, we can use cardboard to pick up after ourselves as well. You know, so there. Unfortunately not. I have used biodegradable bags and had good success with them.
Yeah,
but I
haven't
tried the cardboard. But okay. The thing is, if you look at the dog fouling is a source of pollution itself. Mm-hmm. Dog fouling, when not picked up, increases phosphorus in an area which essentially is over fertilization and will undermine biodiversity.
It's interesting that you say that, because there's a place in Wicklow people would be familiar with called Kilruddery House and Gardens, and they encourage people not to use those plastic bags because they see them as a pollutant. And they say, if your dog fouls, kick it off the path into the hedgerow. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I didn't realise that, and I think I'll have to go have a chat with them and find out how it's working. Because certainly, as I say, international research says that dog fouling that's not picked up leads to too much phosphorus in the ground. In the same way, we have a nitrates directive and we control phosphorus in terms of farm pollutants. In international studies that I've been reading, that not picking up the dog fouling can lead to an increase in phosphorus and over-fertilisation and algae blooms and biodiversity problems and all of that sort of stuff.
Because if you had your way, if I kick the dog poo into the ditch, I'm going to get a fine, a €1,500 fine. If I pick the dog poo up in a non-biodegradable plastic bag and hang it from a tree, I get off scot-free.
No, because picking it up in the bag is the first step. You still need to put it in a bin. Hanging it on a tree is not dealing with your dog.
Happens all the time. James Madden. James Madden dealing with this. It happens all the time, am I right?
Good morning, Claire, and good morning, Patrick. Yes, that's very interesting there. It does happen all the time. People pick up dog poop and hang it off trees. But that in itself is an offence under the Litter Act.
Okay, so I'd be done for that as well. What do you think about kicking it into the side, though, into the hedge?
Look, Kilrothery House may have their policy in relation to their estate and house, but as a general policy, that's not going to work. A lot of dog fouling occurs on the streets and urban environments. There's no convenient hedge to kick it into.
Yeah.
Also, there is a pollution risk with dog fouling, particularly in bathing areas like Blue Flag beaches. It causes E. coli in the water and more coliforms in the water. So there's a pollution issue there. I just want to come in on the specific area of the fine, the amount of the fine, and how these fines are handed out, and I suppose the logistics around fining. I suppose first of all, In relation to the amount of the fine, it's €150 at the moment, which is the general litter fine. However, dog fouling has a bigger implication than general litter. It has a public health implication because of the worms, worm eggs and so on, and the public health implications. So there is an argument for a greater fine for dog fouling. I'm not prepared to say how much that amount should be. I think it should be greater than 150. I think that's for a different most discussion.
Would it work, James, though? I mean, if you had fine of €1,500, do you think it would change behaviour?
Okay, well, Claire, here's the thing. It's very difficult to issue fines under the current legislation. The current legislation is Section 22 of the Litter Pollution Act of 1997. It's 25 years old. That section is not actually fit for purpose now. It's very difficult to issue fines because the dog warden or the litter warden has to witness the dog owner with the dog doing its business and the owner not picking up afterwards. It's very specifically written. It needs to be a more general legislative act where a person, the dog owner, must be made responsible for their dog pooping in a public place, whether or not the owner is with them. It becomes the responsibility of the dog.
How do you prove that?
Again, you prove that you may see the dog. There may be somebody else with the dog other than the owner. It may be on CCTV. You may get the dog and check its microchip. But it needs to be a more general amendment to the legislation to make it easier to issue those.
Are you into DNA testing, as Patrick mentioned there, if you change the rules around witnessing the dog doing its business?
Yes. But I just want to say, just in relation though to the legislation as well, we need to amend the legislation so that a dog owner must bring a dog pooper, scooper or bag with them when they're bringing their dog out for a walk. They must have it on their person as well, and that will help.
So if you don't have the bags with you, you could also be subject to Patrick's €1,500 fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying necessarily 1,500. I'm not saying amount. Okay,
Patrick, would you be happy with that if I go out with my dog and I have no bags?
I think it could be a lower fine, a much lower fine, but I think having that as a finable offence is an easier way to enforce it, all right? I know it has been suggested before. But the thing is, like, lots of dog owners may forget and another dog owner will give them one and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So, but you could be fined
but
now.
I do think...
for forgetting.
I do think there's an argument for a small fine for forgetting it and for not having the ability to clean it up on your person. But this is again where the responsibility has to be put onto the authorities to provide adequate bins, to provide free bags in parks and those kind of things. So there's the council and the dog owners are essentially working together on this.
Okay, a dog walker in Dublin agrees, says that poo bins are definitely necessary, but also dog walkers should be obliged to carry bags and fined if not. And that comes from a dog walker. Here's a suggestion. Dogs should have to wear nappies in public. Fine the owners if the dog isn't wearing one. That's a lot easier than catching the owner not cleaning up. Have you considered that, Patrick? Dog nappies?
Well, if we're going to get into a question about the pollution caused by our solutions, I think we're into a much wider question of the plastics and water pollution caused by nappies.
There really is an issue about the pollution caused by the solution, as you identified yourself.
But there is also a pollution caused by the problem. There's the public health pollution in terms of the parasites, in terms of E. coli. There's the biodiversity and the over-fertilisation from the phosphorus. So there's lots, every which way we look, there's lots of problems. And it is a complex issue. And I guess for me, this is, I think it's important to have these conversations. And as I say, the thing is, we can do more on this. I've been looking at the numbers of fines, again, from Dublin City Council. And in 2016, the South Central area had 78 fines for the whole year. That's more than the rest of the country combined for that year.
Okay.
And what they had extra wardens out. They had them out in the morning, paying them overtime. They had them out in the morning because people are walking the dogs before anyone gets to work, before they go to work. Or they're walking them in the evening when the litter wardens aren't around. So using some of this fine revenue to get more litter wardens and to pay for that overtime will mean you're more likely to catch people. And when you're more likely to catch people, you can start bringing the fine down because it's about a balance of risk. And so the person who is standing there looking at their dog is making an active decision not to pick that up, and they're deciding, or they're making the decision to pick it up by saying, I know I'm unlikely to be caught, but the fine is very, very large. Equally, if you change the system, they'll be standing there going, I'm definitely going to be caught, so I'll absolutely pick this up.
Molly says that their dog never does it on the path but in the grass. So are we doing the wrong thing by not picking up? People just wouldn't walk on this area. James, what do you say to that? That, if you're walking along, say, a path through a park and your dog just doesn't go on the tarmac, it goes on the grass verge, you still have to pick it up.
I say absolutely you have to pick it up. Somebody has to cut that grass and trim it. And that's often a council worker or maybe somebody in a tidy towns committee doing that work, and they're getting covered in dog feces. So absolutely, the dog defecates in any public area, be it on tarmac, concrete or grass, absolutely, it has to be picked up. Mm-hmm. I just want to come in there on the bags and dispensing bags and the waste, dog waste bins. Just on that discussion. Last year, in 2021, we dispensed 38,000 free biodegradable compostable bags here in Leitrim, just in Leitrim, a small local authority.
And did it make a difference?
And it absolutely does make a difference. You need to make compliance easier. Everyone won't comply. No matter what you do, everyone won't comply. But if you make compliance easier, more people will comply. Absolutely, Patrick is right. You need more bags, you need more bins, and you need a proper, consistent system. And I'm there to suggest this, maybe a private operator who will come in and offer this as a service.
Okay, well, you see,
ensure the bags are in the dispenser.
You're talking about encouraging people there rather than punishing them. Another question I have for you, James, and I don't know if you can answer this because you mightn't have the city experience of this, but do you think attitudes are different to dog poo and leaving it behind, Leitrim, say, compared to Dublin?
I think, I suppose the more urban, say our bigger towns, Carrick and Shannon, would compare with some of the more smaller towns along the East Coast. I think attitudes have changed a lot in the last 20 years. I think a lot of people are picking up. I accept a lot of people still don't, but compliance has greatly improved. I have noticed that compared to 15, 20 years ago. Compliance has improved. And I think, particularly in the larger cities, these black spot areas, where a lot of dogs are taken, popular places where a lot of dogs go walking. I think you really have to target those black spot areas with extra bins, extra bags, CCTV, whatever it takes. And, you know, you mentioned South Dublin City Council there. They send out their wardens in the evening undercover, in plain clothes, in the evenings and weekends. Now, it cost a lot. I don't know how much, but it did cost a lot. But the DD issued quite a number of fines. You'll never get back the revenue from your fines for the cost of this. But
maybe if the fine was €1,500, James, you know, the undercover poo police could pay for themselves.
Okay, maybe. As I said, look, I think the fine should be higher than it is, but I don't know. I'm not saying what the number should be.
Okay.
You mentioned DNA testing.
Yeah, but I think there are. There are other creative things we can do. Like, there was a park in Spain I was reading about that the local council provided free Wi-Fi, and the strength of that Wi-Fi was based on the weight of bags in the dog poo bins as a way of encouraging people to pick them up.
All right, that's very inventive.
And there are streetlights. There are gas streetlights in Wales that are being run through an anaerobic digester. So basically, they're composting, they're breaking down the dog poo. So you're avoiding the question of the bags and the pollution that way, and the pollution of the dogs to power streetlights.
All right, we'll leave it there. Patrick Costello and James Madden, thank you both for joining us. Just this message from a guide dog owner who says, when you get your first dog, one of the very first things you learn is how to clean up after the dog. If it's a priority for people who can't see, then it needs to be a priority for everyone else. There's absolutely no excuse. 51551 for your messages on that or anything else you hear on the programme this morning. Coming up after the break, Mary Byrne is here to talk about her favourite food.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.